Add California to the list of states challenging President Donald Trump's revised temporary travel ban in federal court. It's set to go into effect later this week on Thursday, and for the most part, it mirrors the original ban with a few exceptions. Iraq has come off the list. Priority for religious minorities is now gone, and people with visas already will not have them revoked. But six Muslim-majority nations still make that list: Libya, Iran, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. And the U.S. refugee program will be temporarily shut down as well. Kevin Roderick is here for this week's LA Observed. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Massachusetts, Maryland, Minnesota, New York, Oregon, and Washington State. They're all parties to this. But it was Hawaii that filed the original suit. Under what grounds?
Well, the Hawaii Attorney General, Douglas Chin, said in his filing that the order would harm Hawaii's Muslim population, tourism, and foreign students. And, you know, Hawaii is as dependent on tourism as any place in the country.
Well, but California, just by sheer numbers, probably has more people who would be affected by this ban. Why did California not take the lead in the first place?
Well, I don't know what the strategic arrangement is between states, and even if they are collaborating like that. But it was pretty evident that California would get involved at some point. Sure, we have the largest population of immigrants. We also have the strongest statement being made against the Trump administration policies. You know, Javier Becerra, as attorney general, has said he will essentially be the resistor in chief against Trump policies. So in that case, this is no surprise.
It's interesting to me that California joined in on this case but didn't, only gave an amicus brief in the last one, a friend of the court brief, right? Like, we're supporting you, but we're not going to enjoin our state with yours. Why this time around and not last time?
Well, I don't know that Javier Becerra has talked about that, but you could see some logic to it, right? The last time around, it was a broader order. It was pretty clear that it was going to run into legal trouble. This one, you know, the Trump administration made some changes to try to make this more palatable constitutionally. And perhaps there's more of a fight here, and maybe Javier Becerra was waiting to see whether this was, you know, the right time to jump in with the might of California behind it. Because it's still a risk. You don't really know how this is going to go.
And, you know, Javier Becerra is known not only in Sacramento, but even in Washington as obviously somebody who served in Congress as a very cautious person, right?
Yeah, he's not a wild partisan in the vein of some others you could think of. But when he was appointed by Jerry Brown to be the state attorney general, he essentially staked out this turf and said, I am going to be California's front man in opposition to Donald Trump and his policies. And I think there isn't any policy that's going to affect more people more quickly and have a stronger impact on California families than, well, immigration in general, and the travel ban is one element of that. And I think it makes perfect sense, if you're coming from his perspective, to jump into this.
How does this travel ban, this temporary travel ban, albeit, affect California, do you think?
Well, I think we're already seeing a chilling effect on travel by, you know, for artists, authors. There were people who didn't go to the Oscars because they weren't sure they're going to be allowed in the country. There were people who were turned away. It's happening to people in Silicon Valley. It's happening to students and faculty members at the universities. So it's already having its impact. Plus, we're seeing a big drop in foreign tourism to California. And that's going to have a real economic impact here as well as across the country. So these are not isolated policies that don't affect people. It really does affect people and families, and it's going to be more so in California. So again, that's where it makes sense to see someone like Becerra jump in early.
Kevin Roderick of LA Observed. Kevin, thank you.